ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ सो टू बिगिन विथ वी विल ग्लोरीफाई श्रीमद् भागवतम। श्री सनातन गोस्वामी हैज़ रिटन a very nice prayer to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. We will recite that after everyone gets a sheet. Did ladies get two? Did everyone get it? Can you give it to ladies, some to ladies? So I'll recite the Sanskrit portion and then English portion we will recite together. Sarvasastrabhipiyusha Sarvavedika Satphala Sarvasiddhanta Ratnadhyaya सर्वलोकेक दर्पदा सर्वभागवता प्राणा श्रीमद्भागवता प्रभो कलिधवान्तदित्या श्रीकृष्णा परवर्तिता। O Srimad Bhagavatam, please repeat after me. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life and breath of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna, who has returned among us. So when Lord Krishna was leaving this material world, all his associates like Uddhava, Vidura, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Maitreya, all became very sad. And they started crying, and they requested Lord Krishna that please don't leave this material world. And Lord Krishna said that I will be with you in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is not other than Lord Krishna himself. Paramananda Pathaya प्रेमावर्षक्षरायते सर्वदा सर्वसेवया श्रीकृष्ण मनोस्तुते। ओ श्रीमद् भागवतम, आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टेबल ओबेशंसेस टू यू बाय रीडिंग यू One attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone. For you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. So, Sanatana Goswami has beautifully composed this prayer. He says that every word of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a pure rain, or gives a rain that gives a pure love of Lord Krishna. This Srimad Bhagavatam has been written by, as you all know, Srila Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. So, indirectly, Lord Krishna himself has composed Srimad Bhagavatam.
मद एक बंधो मद संगिम मद गुरो मद महाधना मन निस्तार कल मद भाग्या मद आनंद नमोस्तुते।
ओ श्रीमद् भागवतम, ओ माय ओनली फ्रेंड, ओ माय कंपेनियन, ओ माय टीचर, ओ माय ग्रेट वेल्थ, ओ माय डिलीवरर, ओ माय गुड फॉर्च्यून, ओ माय ब्लिस, आई ऑफर्ड माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेशंसेस अंटू यू। असाधु साधुता देयिन अति निकोचता करा हान मुंचा कदाचिन माम प्रेमा हर्त कंथा योस्वरा। ओ श्रीमद् भागवतम, ओ गिवर ऑफ सेंटलीनेस टू अनसेंटली, ओ अपलिफ्टर ऑफ वेरी फॉलन, please don't ever leave me, please become manifest in my throat and my heart, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So this is again a beautiful line in that Sanatana Goswami is saying that, O Srimad Bhagavatam, please manifest in my heart and my throat and never leave me. So today we are doing text 13 of chapter 1, canto 7. So there are some Sanskrit words that are combined. I'll explain to you. For example, the first word is combination of atra, eva, and udaharta. And second word is combination of purmi, itihas, and then next word is surarshina. Let me go through the words first and then we'll come to slokas. Then it will be easy to recite. Atra, in this connection, eva, certainly, udarhata was recited, purvam, previously, itihasa, an old story, surarsina, by great sage Narada, pritya, with joy, mahakratu, at the great Rajasuya sacrifice, Rajan, O King, Parichate, to the inquiring, Ajata Shatruve, Maharaj Yudhishthir, who had no enemy. So we will try to recite this verse now.
Atraiva udarhata purvam. Atra iva udarhata purvam. Itihas surarsina. Itihas surarsina. Pritya mahakrato rajan. Pritya mahakrato rajan. Pachate ajata shatrave. Pachate ajata shatrave. Atraiva udarhata purvam. Itihas surarushina. Pritya mahakrito rajan. Prachate ajata shatrave. Atraiva utarhata purvam. Itihas surarushina. Pritya mahakritya rajan. Prachate ajata shatrave. Atra eva udarhata. Itra eva udarhata purvam. Itihas surarshina. Pritya mahakrito rajan. Prachate ajata shatrave. Atraiva utrahat purvam. Itihas surarshinam. Pritya mahakrito rajan. Prachate yojata shatru. Atraiva utrahat purvam. Mataji, itra eva udarhata purvam, itihas surarshina, pritya mahakrito rajan, prachate ajata shatrave. Atra eva udarhata purvam. Itihas surarshina. Pritya mahakrito rajan. Prachate ajata shatrave. Okay, this is a verse in the first chapter of Canto 7. The title of this chapter is Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. So let me read the translation and purport, and then we will come to explaining this purport. Translation. Formerly, O King, when Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice, the great sage Narada, responding to his inquiry, recited historical facts showing how Supreme Personality of Godhead is always impartial, even when killing demons. In this regard, he gave a vivid example. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This relates to how the Lord exhibited His impartiality even when killing Shishupal in the arena of Rajasuya Yaga performed by Maharaj Yudhishthira. So it's a very short purport. Atra eva udharhata purvam ityas surarshina pritya mahakrito rajan prachate ajatasya shatrave. So as indicated in the title of this chapter, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. One time Parishat Maharaj asked question of Sukhdev Goswami, that is Lord partial or impartial? And his answer was that Lord is impartial, He is equal to everyone. There are instances when Lord killed demons. Lord killed demons for the reason. As you all know, that the dominance of ignorance, or all the demons in that, they have ignorance in very high quantity. So because of ignorance, they perform impious activities. And when they perform impious activities, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead has to take some action. So Lord is not impartial, or Lord is not partial, Lord is impartial. He treats demons as well as demigods equally. As you all know, that the demigods, they are in the mode of goodness. So when they are in the mode of goodness, they perform pious activities. And Lord Krishna is very pleased when someone does devotional services and does pious activities. So because of that, He may favor demigods, but there's a reason behind that, because demigods are in the mode of goodness and demons are in the mode of ignorance. It's a fact that Lord is, even though demons will do all nasty things, the Lord will favor, sometimes Lord will favor demons. For example, Putna. Putna came to the house of Nand Maharaj and he tried to kill Krishna, baby Krishna. She smeared dangerous poison on her breast and she came to kill Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna sucked her breast so hard that she was killed. But even after killing, she got the position, or after she was killed, she attained the position similar to Mother Yashoda. So Lord is so merciful, although a demon came to kill him, he had to do what was required, and then he gave the same position. Lord Krishna considered Putna as his mother. And after leaving this material body, Putna attained the same position as Mother Yashoda. So Lord is not partial, He is impartial. He treats everyone equally. Then in this verse, there is another example given here. In this translation, Narada one time came to Lord Krishna, and came to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and said that Yudhishthir Maharaj is about to perform Rajasuya Yagya or sacrifice. So please attend his sacrifice and bless him. He has enough material opulence. He doesn't need anything materially, but what he wants is your association. What he wants is he wants to serve you and he wants to receive your mercy. So, Lord being very merciful, he said, certainly I will attend his Rajasuya Yagya. So Lord Krishna, when invited by Yudhishthira Maharaj, Lord Krishna attended Rajasuya Yagya. Jai Jai Radha Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Gaurani Tai. So in the Rajasuya Yagya, there were many kings and many people invited. There was a personality by name Shishupal. The Shishupal is very envious of Lord Krishna. Like Kamsa was always, he thought of killing Krishna. 24 hours he was thinking nothing but killing Krishna. And he did get liberation after Lord Krishna killed him. Lord Krishna is so merciful. Lord is so merciful. So Shishupal, likewise, he was always very envious of Lord Krishna. In three births, he always thought envious things about Lord Krishna. Always thought of bringing Lord Krishna down. So in Rajasuya Yagya, Yudhishthira Maharaj announced in the audience that who shall be worshipped first? And the worship has to start with some deities or the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So Sahadev, the youngest Pandav, said that Lord Krishna is a very exalted person. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us worship him first. And everyone agreed to this idea. There was great applause. So Yudhishthira Maharaj started worshipping Lord Krishna. And in that assembly, Shishupal shouted that, no, we cannot worship Lord Krishna. He is not even religious. He has no qualifications. He has no quality. So when all the kings and people heard in that assembly, then everyone got very mad. Some of the Pandavas thought of killing Shishupal. They had their weapons out. But Lord Krishna said, no, please leave him alone. And what Lord Krishna did, he took his Sudarshan Chakra and he cut the head of Shishupal. So Lord is impartial. He had to do what is required to punish the demon. But then Shishupal attained liberation. After getting liberation, he merged into the body of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna is so merciful that although demons, they do also all kind of nonsense thing, he will give them liberation. So today is also appearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sorry? Kaun? Lochan Das or Vrindavan Das Thakur? I didn't prepared for Lochan Das Thakur, I prepared for Vrindavan Das Thakur. I'll just say a few words for Vrindavan Das Thakur. I read this word, Vrindavan Das Thakur, it's written here. Okay, anyway, I'll say about both. Between 1920 and 1936, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, translated many books into Bengali. And some of the books in Bengali are Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangala, Brahma Samhita, Upadeshamrita, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Bhakti Sandarbha, and there are many other books Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur translated in Bengali between 1920 and 1936. And there are three major books on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first one written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. The granth name is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The second one written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. In fact, he wrote Chaitanya Mangala. But this Chaitanya Mangala was also written by Lochan Das Thakur. So this book written by Vrindavan Das Thakur got name Chaitanya Bhagavata, and the book written by Lochan Das Thakur was named Sri Chaitanya Mangala. In Chaitanya Mangala, which is written by Lochan Das Thakur, there's a very nice story, very nice katha. One time, Narad Muni, he came to Dwarka when Lord Krishna and Rukmani, they were in their home. And so Narad Muni came. So when Narad Muni came, then they gave very nice welcome. Lord Krishna and Rukmani Mata gave very nice reception. They gave him nice seat to sit. They washed his feet. They gave him some prasadam to eat. And after that, they noted that Narad Muni was very disturbed. So they asked the reason, why you are so disturbed? You are always happy, you are always singing, you are always engaging people in devotional services. Why you are so disturbed and unhappy today? And Narad Muni said that I am coming from planet Earth, and in that planet everyone is engaging in material activities. They are doing their sense enjoyment. They are not taking your name. They are not engaging in any devotional services. So we are very unhappy that they are leading towards hellish planets after they leave their material body. So please do something. So Lord says, all right, Narad Muni, you please don't worry. I will appear in Kali Yuga. And when I appear in Kali Yuga, I will have a very beautiful body, golden complexion, long hands, and I will engage people in Harinam Sankirtan. So that way I will distribute the love of Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna said to Narad Muni that please do not worry, I will appear in Kali Yuga and I will engage people in Harinam Sankirtan. And after that, Lord Krishna showed him the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Narad Muni fell down to the feet of Lord Krishna. And he was convinced and he came back. So, some of the grants written by Lochandas Thakur, they mention how Lord appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the womb of Sachi Mata. It was in the year of 1486, and Mahaprabhu decided to stay in the womb of Sachi Mata until full moon of night, and the full month of Phaguna. Full moon of night and in the month of Phagun, which is God Purnima. There's a nice verse in which I'll recite. Sankirtana Sachita Prahera Ahatra Grahe Nera Chale Taha Krishna Prakara. So there was a moon eclipse, lunar eclipse that time on that day of Phagun, that night of Phagun, when Lord appeared on this material world. And everyone was chanting Hari, 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 Hari. They were taking bath in Ganga and they were chanting the name Hari, Hari, Hari. Ananta Adbhuta Loka Ganga Snane Yaya Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol Sabe Dhaya. So everyone was taking bath in Ganga and they were saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So in the entire universe the name Hari Bol was so loudly proclaimed that everyone started chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol after hearing that. And Lochandas Thakur has very nicely described some of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll mention some of them. There's not much time to go through all the pastimes. The first time when the Mahaprabhu was very small, Mahaprabhu had many names: Nimaya, Nimai, Vishwambhara, Gora Hari, Gora Chandra, Gora Sundara, Goranga. So Mahaprabhu had many names. And when he was young, then the people used to call him Nimai. So Nimai had beautiful lotus eyes, as given in this verse. Tavat kandena prabhu kamla lochan means lotus like eyes. Hari naam sunila, he will hear to Hari naam. Rahena taka Krishna. So Nimai, when he want to hear the Hari naam all the time. So if Hari naam is not going on, then he will start crying. So when he will start crying, then Sachi Mata, sometimes she will hold and start saying Hari, 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 Hari name. Then as soon as Mahaprabhu Nimai will hear the name of Hari, he will be quiet. And he will be quiet until the time the Hari Naam is being pronounced. After Sachi Mata stops taking Hari Naam, then he will start crying again. Then Pita Jagannath Mishra will come and he will sing Hari Naam. He will take Hari Naam. And as long as Hari Naam goes on, Nimai will be quiet, he will be playing and everything. But as soon as Hari Naam will stop, then he will start crying again. Then after Jagannath Mishra will get tired, then his brother Vishwarupa will come, and Vishwarupa will also then sing Hari Naam. And as long as Mahaprabhu heard the name of Hari Naam, he will be quiet, otherwise he will start crying again. After Vishwarupa, the people from neighbor, they will come and they will start saying Hari Naam, Hari Naam, Hari Naam. So as soon as Hari Naam begins again, the Nimai, he will be quiet, he will not cry. So when he was very little, even at very young age, he will engage all the neighbors in taking Hari Naam. Lord distributed the love of Lord Krishna by engaging people in Hari Naam and Hari Sankirtan. Then Lochandas Thakur also gives one of the pastime. When Nimai got a little older, Shachi Mata, she will dress him very nicely, and she will also put on a lot of ornaments on Nimai. So one time, two thieves, they saw that there's a child is alone all by himself and he's wearing nice golden ornaments. So these thieves, they got attracted. They showed a piece of sweet to Nimai and requested Nimai to come on their shoulder. They said, "We'll show you the whole town." So Nimai, being a very young boy, he climbed onto the shoulder of one of the thief. And thief started going in the city, and they were going from Jagannath Mishra's house to place where they lived. The thieves thought that they will take him to their place and they will take all the ornaments. So they thought they are going towards their home, but when they found out after some time that they have come back to the house where Jagannath Mishra is, Jagannath Mishra's house is, and they were surprised. And here at the house of Jagannath Mishra, everyone was worried. What happened to Nimai? Where did he go? So when they saw the thieves carrying Nimai, then they were very grateful. Jagannath Mishra took hold of Nimai, and they were very happy. So Jagannath Mishra was so happy that he gave some money to thief, that you took care of my son. Lachandas Thakur also writes that one time Mahaprabhu went to the house of Gaurachandra, Advaita Acharya. Sorry, Mahaprabhu Gauracharya, Gaurachandra went to the house of Advaita Acharya. And in that house, there were all his associates like Gadadhar, Shivas Pandit, and many other people who came for Sankirtan. So a nice, very nice Sankirtan was going on. Everyone was chanting Hari Nam, and Mahaprabhu himself was leading the Kirtan. There's a nice verse, Bhaja Krishna, Smara Krishna, Suna Krishna Naam, Krishna Hoy Sabra Jagna, Adhan Pran. Krishna Hoy Sabra Jaga, Dhana Pran. Bhaja Krishna means worship Krishna. Smara Krishna means remember Krishna. Suna Krishna Naam, hear the name of Lord Krishna. Then Krishna Hoy Sabra Jivan Dhan Pran. Lord Krishna is life and breath of everyone. So this is a beautiful verse. And then the Kirtan was going on again, and then there was a very nice verse which is fitting to that. Balaha Balaha Krishna, how Krishna Dasa, Tamara Hirdaya Krishna Hoy Prakasha. Balaha Balaha Krishna. Balaha means chant. Chant the name of Hare Krishna and become how Krishna Das, means become servant of Lord Krishna. Tumara Hirdaya Krishna Hoy Prakasha. So when you take Hari Nam, then according to this verse, Tamara Hirdaya Krishna means the Lord is residing in your heart. Hoy Prakasha. So when you take Hari Nam, then your whole body is enlivened. The whole body becomes enlightened, and all the miseries go away. So this is the nice thing about taking Hari Nam, is that Lord resides in your heart, and when he hears Hari Nam, your whole body is enlightened, and all your miseries go away, and you feel the presence of Lord Krishna in your heart. Then there's a very nice verse. Bhakta Dukha Prabhu Kabu Sahite Na Pare, Bhakta Lagi Sarvatra Krishna Avatare. The meaning of this verse is that the Lord cannot tolerate the suffering of his devotee. Whenever his devotee is in trouble, a lot of devotees are in trouble, and they suffer from demons, then Lord Krishna himself will take birth, he'll incarnate, he'll appear. So this Mahaprabhu's kirtan will continue for hours, sometime whole night. And there's an interesting fact that after the kirtan will be over, then Lord himself will touch the feet of all attendees, all his associates, and he will beg for the blessings. So it's given in this verse, Sabra Charna Dhuli Lai Vishambhara Ashirvada Sabha Krishna Bahutara. So Sabra Charna Dhuli means Lord Vishwambhara took the dust of everyone and put on his forehead. Ashirvad Sabai, he asked for blessing of everyone. And once he got the blessing, then he became very happy. So even Mahaprabhu, he has given us a lesson that when we pray in a mood and there's a kirtan going on, then we should be humble to everyone. We should touch the feet of everyone, take dust of everyone and put on our head. Then Lochan Das Thakur has written some nice kathas. One of the katha is Sridhar Kolavich. Sridhar Kolavich was a very poor merchant. He will buy the whole banana tree, and the banana tree will contain bananas, leaves, and the banana stem. So Mahaprabhu used to go to this Sridhar Kola, which is a shop, and he will only buy banana leaves from him, no one else. And this Kolavich Sridhar was such a great devotee that he was very poor, but even then, whatever little earning he had, he will offer half of that to River Ganga. And he lived in a very small hut near the River Ganga. He will eat very little, will go to his hut, and whole night he will take Naam Harinam. So his neighbor, who were atheists, sometimes they will say that Harinam, Sridhar didn't have enough to eat, that's why he is chanting Harinam. So Mahaprabhu used to come to his shop every day, buy banana leaf. He will not go to anyone, and he will tease his devotee that Sridhar, give me your banana leaf for half the price, because you are giving half the money to River Ganga. And Sridhar Kolavich will say that I'm already giving you very nice price. If you want, I can give you for free. So there's a long katha of Sridhar Kolavich. We'll not go into detail of that. I'll stop here. If there are any comments or questions, or please ask me. Then we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming and attending this class. Thank you, Bill.
It was no chance as happened. That day also I told you. When you were supposed to give class on 26th, that day I told you that 38th is no chance as
happened. Oh, I'm sorry. I still... What is it? Yeah.